The man came to the door wearing a woman's outfit. Not entirely, just lipstick.
Yay, love, won't you promise and say love?
You know, everyone's here frightfully gay.
The girl that I married.
If only I had a girlfriend.
Now you may kiss the bride.
Up there, down there, hair is everywhere.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Uganda's latest Kill the Gays Act withstands a court challenge. Queer Kitsch comes out stranger than straight. And a 4 years ago this month musical reminder from Emma's Revolution. All that and more this week now that you've chosen This Way Out.
I'm Ava Davis.
And I'm Michael Taylor Gray.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending April 6, 2024. We decline to nullify the Anti-Homosexuality Act in its entirety. Neither will we grant a permanent injunction against its enforcement. Deputy Chief Justice Richard Butera announced the decision of Uganda's Constitutional Court on April 4th. A coalition of Ugandan queer advocacy groups quickly reacted to the ruling. Their statement acknowledges that some sections of the law were found to violate the right to health, right to privacy, and right to freedom of religion. The ruling struck down the requirement that citizens report suspected LGBTQ people to the police, and a provision threatening property owners with jail if they knowingly sell or rent to them, according to Mother Jones. However, advocates say that in most cases the Constitutional Court failed to identify the numerous ways that the law violates Uganda's substantive rights to equality, dignity, speech, association, health, and freedom from discrimination. The activists will almost certainly take their challenge to Uganda's Supreme Court.
This Anti-Homosexuality Act 2023 is the latest version of what came to be known as the East African Nation's Kill the Gays Bill. It punishes what's defined as aggravated homosexuality with execution. An earlier incarnation was overturned by the Constitutional Court on a technicality in 2014. The death penalty remains in the current act. It also punishes attempted homosexuality with up to 10 years in prison, and the promotion of homosexuality with up to 20 years. Pride events and any other pro-queer public demonstrations are effectively banned. The court's validation of the Anti-Homosexuality Act defies warnings from the U.S. and other Western nations. They're threatening economic sanctions if Uganda allows it to take effect, threats that likely help derail previous efforts. The World Bank announced in March that substantial International Monetary Fund loans have been suspended because the legislation contradicts the bank's core values against discrimination. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said that the measure must be repealed in its entirety.
The owner of Orenburg, Russia's queer-friendly Pose nightclub, is now in jail with the two staffers being held on charges of violating the country's no-promo-homo law and conspiratorial extremism. He was picked up at a Moscow airport this week. Pose was raided by security forces during a drag show in late March. A local ultra-nationalist group tipped off and assisted the police officers, harassing patrons and drag artists with degrading demands. The unidentified owner, manager Diana Kamilanova, and artistic director Alexander Klimov each face up to 10 years in prison. Russia's no-promo-homo law makes the promotion of non-traditional sexual relations a crime. Late last year, the country's high court defined extremism as conspiring to support the international LGBTQ movement. Unfortunately, the international LGBTQ movement is only a figment of Vladimir Putin's conspiratorial imagination. escalating security force raids on queer and queer-friendly venues across Russia since that high court ruling have had a chilling effect on both LGBTQ activism and queer-related business.
The United Nations Human Rights Council is specifically addressing the rights of intersex people. A first-of-its-kind resolution approved on April 4th will open discussions about discrimination and violence against people born with variant gender characteristics. It also targets medical practices considered harmful to intersex people, like surgical interventions performed on babies to make them definitively male or female. Many activists have been fighting against such non-consensual surgeries. About 1.7% of babies born around the world every year are intersex, according to Human Rights Watch. Australia, Chile, Finland, and South Africa co-sponsored the resolution. It was narrowly approved. The Human Rights Council voted 24-0 in favor, but 23 members abstained. The Office of the High Commissioner must now prepare a report on the issues for the Council's further discussion at its next session in September 2025. A coalition of more than 35 queer and human rights groups jointly praised the UN action. They say it raises awareness of the issue in a way that states can no longer ignore and will have to act upon.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor, Tony Evers, is refusing to deny trans student athletes the right to compete in high school sports based on their gender identity. He forcefully vetoed a bill that would have forced schools to assign each competitor to male or female teams based only on their birth certificate gender. The measure passed the Republican-controlled House strictly along party lines, with one Republican defector in the state Senate. Evers had, in his words, vowed to veto any bill that makes Wisconsin a less safe, less inclusive, and less welcoming place for LGBTQ people and kids, and I will continue to keep my promise of using every power available to me to defend them, protect their rights, and keep them safe. In his veto message this week, Evers wrote, "This type of legislation, and the harmful rhetoric we get by pursuing it, harms LGBTQ Wisconsinites and kids' mental health, emboldens anti-LGBTQ harassment, bullying, and violence, and threatens the safety and dignity of LGBTQ Wisconsinites, especially our LGBTQ kids." Last year, Evers vetoed a Republican-led bill that would have outlawed pediatric gender-affirming health care.
Finally, Florida Republican State Representative Fabian Basabe wants to be in this year's Miami Pride Parade so much, he's suing the sponsoring organization that declined his application. Basabe's district includes the highest concentration of queer votes of any in the state, and he campaigned as a pro-LGBTQ rights moderate. Once in office, he vocally supported the expansion of the state's infamous Don't Say Gay law. He also backed a ban on family-friendly drag shows. A phalanx of armed guardians accompanied Basabe in last year's parade, where he was mercilessly booed and heckled for his anti-queer record. He's still determined to participate in this year's parade on April 14th. The nonprofit that runs Miami Pride told him he could watch the procession from the sidelines, but he couldn't be in it. Chairperson Bruce Horwich told Basabe by text, according to the Miami Herald, "We can't risk having you in the parade this year. Last year, you had to be surrounded by police officers in riot gear, with several more plainclothes officers surrounding your vehicle." In defending his markedly hypocritical politics, Basabe is just as muddy as he is about his own sexuality. "I am of an adult age, therefore entitled to live any lifestyle I choose, as is reinforced by all this legislation we passed," he told Queerty. Basabe won office in his heavily LGBTQ district by a mere 240 votes. Every vote counts.
That's News Wrap, global queer news with attitude, for the week ending April 6, 2024. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Greg Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappell, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Thank you. Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more. For This Way Out, I'm Ava Davis. Stay healthy.
And I'm Michael Taylor Gray. Stay safe.
Our listeners support This Way Out in many ways.
By subscribing to our e-newsletter.
Email us at info@thiswayout.org.
And through your financial contributions to our program.
More information about how you can give is online at thiswayout.org.
Thank you.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Up your radio. Westwood One presents the Dr. Demento Show. 2 hours of mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. Rare records and outrageous tapes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Radio Hall of Famer Barry Hanson still reigns as the maestro of novelty records and kitsch comedy online with his internationally famous Dr. Demento Show. His passion for pursuing the peculiarities of pop culture was queered in the late 1970s by activist and audio producer David Fradkin. Somewhere between Dr. Demento and Billy Burke, Fradkin found Nurse Pimento.
Hi, I'm Nurse Pimento.
We are Alphabet, filled with college pep. Bring him on, we cry. D-I-D-I-D-I.
I'm a private duty nurse specializing in bringing sunshine and happiness into your living room, dining room, or whatever.
As I live and breathe, a fairy.
Cool it, Jiminy. Just for you, I come bearing strange and wonderful medicines, off-the-wall tongue-in-cheek music and performances with gay references. These medications go down quite easily, and according to the indications on the labels, they are guaranteed to maybe even outrage.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who is a fag is a queer.
So just sit back and relax as we enter the world of Stranger Than Straight. There have been suggestive hints all through our cinematic history in regard to homosexuality. Most have been in a comedic sense. In Some Like It Hot, Jack Lemmon's revelation to Joey Brown that they couldn't get married because he was a man brought on a deadpan response.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Other stars have appeared in films and drag. Who can forget Marlena Dietrich in A Top Hat and Tail singing a love song to Lily Marlene? Or Ray Bolger seducing college professors in Charlie's Aunt? Or Stan and Ollie playing each other's wives? Well, as far as Groucho Marx was concerned, he was warned.
Oh, I got started in show business. I saw an ad in the Morning World.
The ad said boy wanted to sing. I ran all the way from 93rd Street, where I lived then, to 33rd Street, and ran up 5 flights of stairs. I knocked on the door, and a man came to the door wearing a woman's outfit. Not entirely, just lipstick. And I realized that that was the profession that I wanted to enter.
Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, yay, love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love. And that you love me too.
Many people are under the impression that the words we're familiar with today in the gay lingo are relatively new. Well, if they mean relative to the history of the world, they're right. But in regard to the 1930s and 40s, you'd better start taking the inferences at face value, because even then a fairy meant more than just a sprite. Did you ever wonder if Danny Kaye was a fairy?
Come out, listen on the air. Up there, down there, fairies everywhere. Oh, hark, oh, hear, can't you hear the tune? Airy fairy pipers underneath the silver moon. Come, 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 come,
come, come,
Come on!
Anne Frank, the young woman who wrote the famous diary documenting her years in hiding from the Nazis, wasn't all the millions of readers made her out to be. She was more.
I remember that once when I slept with a girlfriend, I had a strong desire to kiss her, and that I did do so. I could not help being terribly inquisitive over her body, for she'd always kept it hidden from me. I go into ecstasies every time I see the naked figure of a woman, such as Venus, for example. It strikes me as so wonderful and exquisite that I have difficulty in stopping the tears rolling down my cheeks. If only I had a girlfriend.
Look at you, look at me. Wish that we could always be so young and gay. That's us today.
Today, straight people consider overt sexuality threatening. But in Noel Coward's time, it was considered chic.
You know, everyone's here frightfully gay. You know, nobody cares what people say. Now, though the Riviera is really much queerer than Rome at its height, on Wednesday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. You know, it was in the fresh air, and we went as we were. And we stayed as we were, which was hell. Louise made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddie, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the Big Apple and twisted his truss. Ha ha! I couldn't have liked it more.
That isn't exactly the kind of music you could dance to.
Oh, I love dancing, I really do.
He didn't mean that.
Well, I didn't think that he did. Two grown men dancing. Heavens.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
In Laurel and Hardy's famous Babes in Toyland, made in 1936, Stan disguises himself as Little Bo Peep in order to marry Silas Barnaby on the condition that if Bo Peep marries him, he will tear up Mother Peep's mortgage. The interesting element in this is not the surprise wedding.
Now you may kiss the bride.
But dealing with the reality of the situation after the fact.
Well, goodbye and good luck.
What do you mean, goodbye? I'm not going with you.
Why, no. You have to stay here with Barnaby. You're married to him.
I don't want to stay here with him.
Why?
I don't love him. Oh! If he ever sees...
And now, an excerpt from the Watergate hearings, courtesy of the National Lampoon.
Now, Mr. Hunt, we have evidence here that you had an intimate relationship with the unsuccessful assassin of Governor George Wallace, Mr. Arthur Bremer.
Oh, look, I don't know how intimate it was. We slept together a couple times.
All right, now, just a minute here.
No big deal.
Isn't it amazing what a person could do with a record collection and a good ear for innuendos? Find a song, a soundtrack, or a comedy album, and you'll be shocked at what you can come up with.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery.
I'm always fascinated when you tell us personal things about the great historical figures.
Carl Reiner interviewing Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man.
One who intrigues me, General Custer.
A fag. All generals.
All generals? George Washington.
A fag, the biggest.
General Eisenhower.
A fag.
General Patton.
A big fag.
Now, just how could you explain that, sir? None of these men seem. We haven't any history of them being homosexual.
Hold on, pal. I didn't say homosexual. I don't want to get
it. You said these generals were fags.
Yes, Federal Army generals. I didn't mean
This is a song entitled The Military Lovers.
Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you. Do you love me as much as I love you? As much as I love you. Dum da dum dum. Love me as much as I love you. Yes, sir, I do.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men.
Amen.
Feeling better now? I'm so glad. Oh, my, I've forgotten all about the time. My shift is over now, but I'm sure you're in good enough shape to take care of yourself. Remember, drink plenty of liquids and don't forget to take your vitamins. Oh, and we should thank the people who are the active ingredients in our miracle cure, Margaret Fowler and Joan Sprague, for their technical assistance. And the inert ingredients should get equal time, so I'd like to thank David Fradkin for just being me. This is Nurse Pimento. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing my song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
We lost our dear friend and colleague David Fradkin to AIDS in 1997.
Hi, my name is Billy Bean, and I was a Major League Baseball player from 1986 to 1995. I started with the Detroit Tigers. I played for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. I am gay, and you're listening to a show that hits it out of the park every week. This Way Out Radio Magazine.
Republican challengers to Democratic incumbent U.S. presidents have used it as a weapon since Ronald Reagan pummeled Jimmy Carter in the 1980 campaign. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? It seems like a cruel joke for a certain someone to be posing that question today, as though we could forget what life was like around the world and when he led the U.S. in 2020. The lesbian social justice activist folk singing duo M's Revolution helps make the best of bad times with this 4 years ago this month adaptation of a song by Julie Gold, originally recorded by Nancy Griffith in 1987 and popularized in a cover by Bette Midler in 1990.
From a distance, we will stop this thing. It's already really grim. From a distance, we'll make the best of things while social distance. from a distance, that's where we've got to stay if we want to make it through.
From a distance, wave, smile, or namaste is the safest thing to do.
From a distance, we can change this world, make it better than it's been. Be the voice of hope,
be the voice of peace,
join as one. Keep on rising up from a distance.
That was Emma's Revolution in April 2020. The dynamic duo is currently touring with Holly Near and working on a documentary film about their 20-plus year career. Find out more at emmasrevolution.com. Thanks for choosing This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. News Wrap was reported this week by Ava Davis and Michael Taylor Gray and produced by Brian DeShazer. Our archival correspondent was David Fratkin, a.k.a. Nurse Pimento. Thanks also to Art Ayrton. You heard music by Big Country, Bing Crosby, Judy Garland, Perry Como, Noel Coward, Edie Gourmet, Tommy Smothers, Martin Mull, Bette Midler, and Ella's Revolution. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This way, our thanks to the Richard Rosenberg Foundation and Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley. Listener donors make this program possible. Ask us about how you can join them. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email us at info@thiswayout.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and on KICI, Iowa City, Iowa, 2MIA, Griffith, New South Wales, WREK, Atlanta, Georgia, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned.